The UN Security Council is set to impose a new round of sanctions on Iran today over a nuclear program that Western powers suspect is aimed at developing atomic weapons. The 15-nation council is due to meet later to vote on a draft resolution that was the product of 5 months of talks between the United States, Britain, France, Germany, China and Russia. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, says the U.S. remains committed to its dual-track approach and is determined to pass the resolution.
It is a strong, a broad-based resolution that will impose meaningful and significant new sanctions on Iran. Our aim remains to persuade Iran to halt its nuclear program and negotiate constructively and in earnest with the international community.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, meanwhile, has warned Iran will not agree to talks on its nuclear program if a fourth round of UN sanctions are imposed. Michael Rubin is a resident scholar at the Washington, D.C.-based American Enterprise Institute. He spoke to us about the types of sanctions that could be imposed.
The United Nations sanctions would probably focus on proliferation and might focus on banking. But what's happened in the past, and where I was saying that the United Nations sanctions would be a starting point, is that the United Nations sanctions will often say that countries should be cognizant of some of the proliferation actions of these banks. Many of the countries will turn around and then add additional sanctions with regard to specific banking. Where we're going, both unilaterally and multilaterally, is down the path of banking sanctions, which would in effect make banking with Iran, any country with Iran, very, very difficult. What's very important to add is that Saturday marks the one-year anniversary of the botched Iranian elections, which led to the largest protest since the Islamic Revolution more than 30 years ago. It's hard to divorce Iran's own domestic situation from the nuclear program. I'm afraid that President Ahmadinejad will find it in his political interest to act out against the international community in order to try to deflect attention from the fact that the anniversary of the botched election is coming up, and also to try to rally Iranians around the flag.